on your airwaves. Just there, Butterfly from Catherine Trichos. A really, really wonderful cut from the Nashville record. It's the seventh full-length release from Catherine Trichos. Across your airwaves all this week, you'll be hearing the sounds of that release. It is your local feature across the station. Forged during lockdown, across the World Wide Web, social apps and remote communication enabling and allowing connection and this gorgeous record to come into fruition. But here in person, not over the WWWs, to talk to us all about the record, the making of it, and maybe share a track with us, if we're lucky. Catherine Trichos, good morning.
Morning, Pam. How are you going today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you this morning?
I'm really well, thank you.
It's a real pleasure to have you in the studio and in person. Now, obviously, across the record, you know, making this, it was during lockdown, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty incredible to think that you were able to put together a record like this with, you know, the facilitation of so much online assistance. How did this record or the, you know, establishing or the starting of this record come about? Why did you need to reach into those online means?
That's a great question. So I was, I lived in Sydney for a long time, and I have a band there, musicians that I have worked with for years. And my plan was to always kind of go back there and make a record with them. And when lockdown first hit and the borders closed, I'd like chat to my guitarist, Darren from the Tuckabees, if anyone knows the Tuckabees, on the phone, and you know, we were just about talking about how to write at a distance and how difficult it was with like the glitches that happen in Zoom chats and stuff. So he just said, you know, why don't you just write a song a day for a bit? And I did. And so I wrote about 12 songs, I think about 16 songs. Yeah, they weren't all good. and then the plan was to go to Sydney and record them with the band there. And then the borders just did not open for a very long time, and the songs were getting old. And I thought, you know, I don't want to do a distance record with people that I love and want to be in the room with. In the meantime, I'd been chatting to this producer in Nashville who wanted to come to Australia, and he was always like, let's do something when I come to Australia or when you come to America. And then I was like, this is never going to happen. Let's just make a distance album. So that was Nick Bullock and at the Doghouse Studios in Nashville. And so we just started doing it. We just thought, okay, let's just do it right away.
What are the, you know, the sort of implications of making a distance record but a record with, you know, musicians far apart? How do you get that kind of synergy or tap into the same sort of energy that can come from often writing a song together?
Yeah, that's another really great question, because so much does depend on knowing the person and kind of just working off their energy in the same room. And I think that the only reason that I was comfortable doing this was because it was Nashville session musicians, and I know that there's a particular thing that they do, and I understand what that is. And so I kind of tailored the songs to be sort of a bit vintagey, a little bit offbeat, a little bit weird at times, and knowing that they would bring their sort of very slick, very formal approach to it, and it would still sound interesting, and I wouldn't feel anything was lost in the process.
Yeah, I think sense. I mean, I think you can't hear that anything is lost. It sounds like a full record. It sounds fleshed out. It doesn't sound different from something that would have been put together collaboratively in person, which is even more a testament to, I think, your adaptability with something like a lockdown or COVID really like intervening there. I guess stepping backwards away from the collaboration, the songwriting does veer more into, you know, a little more of this like dream pop sensibility across some of the songs, still that wonderful country feeling. But what drew you to like a slightly, you know, like a more expansive-y sort of dream poppy sound for this record?
I think that's something that I've been looking at kind of getting into for years now. And so I made an EP with Woody at Tiny Music in Cottesloe during lockdown as well. I think like, when was that? That was probably right at the very, very start, before the borders were hard closed. And that was very dream poppy. And that was a lot of fun to do. And I think just kind of opening up those those avenues, once you open those doors, they're open, and you know those harmonies are going to come in and that reverb. So
That's pretty gorgeous. Are there some inspirations or like learnings that you've taken from making this record, you know, remotely or with people that are, you know, far apart, that you want to take forward when back in the studio with people and back working together in person? Are there some things that you've taken on board that you would really like to hold on to from that quite strange and a little bit different experience? Yeah.
I think you just sort of implicitly learn different means of communication, and they just stay with you because, you know, you're in a... I was getting like a live Zoom with the guys in the studio in Nashville, and also a live stream of what they were recording.
Wow.
So I had two different computers.
Oh, wow.
And they had, you know, me on a little Zoom, and they'd all come and say hello into the computer. And so you learn to kind of just be incredibly concise and very clear about what you want something to sound like. Yeah,
I think that's pretty incredible to be able to hone in on those like really in intense forms of communication, right? Mm. They have to be good. They have to be on track, which is really special.
Yeah, but also honour people's creativity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of, you know, step on everyone's toes. And just,
Carefully and tactfully step on toes. Like, I'll pick that toe, but I don't need to step on all the toes at the same time.
You don't need all 10 of them.
You don't. You can lose a toe. You know, you don't need
just
that one.
Temporarily.
I think that's the way to go sometimes with that sort of communication.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's really exciting.
Cool.
When people are dipping into this record, what do you want people to know about it when they're listening to it, either as a whole or dipping into it, you know, across the station? But when they hear something from the Nashville record, what's something you wish you could tell everyone about this record?
Oh, gosh, that's such a lovely question. I really like personally not knowing about stuff and just hearing music and going, wow, I really love this song. Because sometimes you find out more about it and then you feel this like, oh, okay, so it's just that. Or, but sometimes it opens up a gold mine. So I think if people, you know, hear the songs and feel a sense of curiosity, they should, you know, definitely like check out my other work and you know, contact me and say hi. I think it is about what we've been talking about. It is about communication. So hopefully that will come across, and if people can get a sense of that from any of the songs, that would be, you know, amazing.
I think communication comes into the songwriting of this record too, which is really special. A kind of silly question and a little bit of a self-indulgent question I want to ask. Yeah. Obviously, this was recorded for the Nashville part of it was recorded at the Doghouse Studios, which is a little bit starstrucky, you know, like it's a little bit scary. We've had, you know, you've had the likes of Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson record there, which is, you know, really, really incredible.
I didn't know that.
Oh my goodness. I was going to say, did you have a moment where you were like, oh my goodness, this is like so exciting, but you didn't know?
No, I didn't know because I when the borders opened, they were like, okay, borders were opening, what was it, February, and so I booked a ticket to go to Nashville in July.
Of course.
To sing. So I did my vocals there. And when I arrived, like, I just was like, okay, it's Nick, and, you know, he works in a nice studio. I honestly should have read more about it, but I didn't. And I went to the address, and it was like this suburban street, and I'm like, what's going on? And it's like not like suburbs like with like lots of houses, like suburbs with houses set back from the road and deer and rabbits. And squirrels.
Deer and rabbits?
Yes, seriously. so the Doghouse Studio, it's like all the same equipment, but it's sort of moved to the back garage behind this house, which is Neil's house, and Neil runs the studio now. I was expecting something a little bit like that, maybe not as off the beaten track. But when I walked in, there were all these Grammys on the shelves,
which were
for Neil's work with Alison Krauss.
Yeah.
And I love Alison Krauss. And I was like, oh, wow, this is kind of awesome. I tend to kind of just like do work and then afterwards go, oh, we need to like maybe kind of get more of a publicity angle and let's have a little bit of a read about stuff. Sometimes it's the other way, and I look for, you know, where interesting people have worked and go, I want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea Dolly Parton worked there. I love her.
Amazing. Yeah, like a true starstruck moment. That's what I would be like if something like that happened. I feel like, you know, a journalism hero, if I, you know, walked into Joan Didion's house, I'd probably just explode.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Gosh. Yeah, you'd
like,
melt.
I would just be like, I don't know what's going on, and I probably am going to cry. Now, you could cry listening to this record, but you don't don't need to. No. It's a really, really wonderful, a really, really wonderful collection of songs. Were there any tears or any sort of strange connectedness moments when you did finally come together with those musicians? Did you have a funny moment where you were like, you are short? And you know what?
That's so funny, because that's up with Nick. He was like, well, you know, we've only spoken on Zoom. Mm. How tall are you? And I was like, that's such a weird question, but a valid one. There was when I was doing the tracking for The Rain, which is the last track on the record, and I was singing it. I was brought to tears because in the meantime, like, the strings had been added, and it was very beautiful. So
maybe tears making that. The record, but not tears this morning. We're not going to be crying on the radio this morning.
Give us time.
Now you are going to share a little track with us this morning.
What are you
sharing, and what do you want to tell us about this track?
Okay, so this is Anything Is Possible, and it's the first song I wrote. So after talking to Darren, and he said, write a song a day, I wrote this song.
Catherine Trakos here on Breakfast, live in the studio, sharing a cut from your local feature record. It's the Nashville record.
Always torn with what I feel, a habit of denying my own world, to be the first, to be the best, it only means you end up lost. Pick a part, gonna stop you now. Pick a part and play it out. Anything is possible now. Anything is possible now. I would always be the unpredictable. Side effect of denying everything that I want for someone. But you appear, you came along, said you can choose who you're gonna be. Pick a path, fool around, no one's gonna stop you now. Pick a part and play it out. Let it out, don't be bound. Maybe you could be the one who helps end all the suffering in your own heart. 'Cause anything is possible now. Anything is possible now. All the faces that I try, all the songs that made me cry, they tell you that you have hide it, try to fight it, burn it down, 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 till you're so down you can't get up. That's when you find it. Anything is possible now. Anything is possible. Thank you.
Catherine Tricast live. I'm Brecky here on RTR FM. Thanks for coming in and singing for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can hear the Nashville Record, your local feature across the station, all this week. And a pleasure to be dipping into such wonderful music this Wednesday morning. Catherine Tricast, we'll catch you another time.
Excellent. Thanks, Pam.